Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, an excavation and road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the home of the Panthers. That is Dennis Murphy Court here at South Bedford High School for a clash between the number 3 team in the Southwest Conference and the number 1 team in the Southwest Conference. The Panthers undefeated in conference play. They came in with 4 losses, looking to maintain some postseason life here tonight. So that's the scene here, and of course it's going to be an explosion of blue as both teams' favorite color is blue tonight. We'll have more right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. The JVs lost tonight pretty handily, 51-35, the final score. That game just over with. Now, the last time these two teams met was in Grants Pass, and it was a great defensive effort by Grants Pass, one of the best we've ever seen. We will remains to be seen if we'll see that tonight. So both these teams looking to maintain some prestige here with the end of the season. Grants Pass 2 games to go. I believe South has 3 games left to play. So looking ahead just a little bit, we'll be on the road next Friday night, taking on the Sheldon Irish in Eugene, and then we're home for the final game that following Tuesday, hosting the Roseburg Indians. Well, that's the scene here, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse after this 1 minute.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot, and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com, and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition, this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for word with head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. A tip of the hat to Kelly's. Now, coach, let's first of all deal
any sickness, any injuries. How healthy are we tonight? And ooh, golly, what? I see a strange look on your face.
No, Luke's feeling good. Johnny's feeling good. Sickness-wise, we're good. Other than the fact that nothing's changed with Tyler McIntosh, like I said, we lost him for the season. So, other than that, we're looking good today.
All right, what's the psyche coming into this pretty big game for you?
Yeah, you know, we had a really good practice yesterday. We competed really, really hard. Boys are excited for this opportunity. They know that we had them, and at home, you know, when we go on the road, you know, obviously those 50-50 calls most of the time goes to the home team, which we got last game. You know, we're going to have to fight that here. That's just part of the game. And, you know, I think they feel good about tonight's game. They feel like they can compete. We also feel like we match up better with South Medford than we do with a team like South Eugene that's super, super fast. So our boys feel pretty confident. You know, we're gonna have to overcome a lot in the first quarter and be able to stay level-headed and make sure that we don't give up a really big lead.
The first game that you played back on January 16th in Heater Newman Gym drew a lot of attention, the final score did. I can't tell you how many broadcasters reached out to me and says, how in the world did you hold South Medford to that few points? And
That's still the question. And second of all, can you mount that same type of defensive effort tonight?
Well, you know, last time Zach and Jaden basically guarded Jackson the whole game. We'll do the same thing tonight. You know, Jackson scored 11 points in the fourth quarter. You know, he scored, I think, he scored six of his 11 points in the fourth quarter. Two of those were off of turnovers.
Mostly on free throws, too.
And then two of them were under free throws because we had to foul. Zach allowed a step back three, and Jaden allowed a two when they guarded him. So, you know, we feel like if we can hold Jackson, I think last time I told you, hold him under 20, I think would be okay. I held him to 11, and we just had number 21 bank the three and hit a buzzer beater at the end. We just didn't finish quarters. So if we finish quarters and we can do the same job that we did to Jackson, I think we'll be okay. I expect Jackson to be a lot more aggressive after watching film of the first game. So I don't think it's realistic to hold him to 11 points again. But once again, our goal will be to hold him under his season average, which is 25. So our goal is going to hold him to like 18 points, and we'll be okay with that.
18 points with Jackson Whelan, certainly one of the best players, if not in the conference, in the state of Oregon. So it'll take, once again, that same defensive effort that you unleashed on them before, and you're still short one starter with McIntosh being out. Who's going to step up?
Well, you know, Jordan Rosetta's starting for him. Jordan's getting better and better with every game. He's starting to learn the speed of the game a little bit better. But we'll have Grady McKittrick come off the bench a little bit to take some of those minutes, as well as Johnny Bowerman will get some of those minutes. And that's kind of what we're going to be looking at to fill those minutes. We're going to try to keep our core six, our starting five with Zach off the bench will be kind of what we're really going to be looking at playing, as long as we don't get into foul trouble. And, you know, that's the problem going on the road, is they always like to pick on our big guys. So Luke and Jordan and Peyton are really going to have to be careful this evening with moving their legs and making sure they don't pick up any cheap fouls.
All right, Coach. Listen, we'll be back to talk about more when we, after this word from Kelly's Automotive Services.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
All right, Coach, let's talk about the South Medford Panthers for just a moment. You kind of alluded to it earlier. Is this the same team that we saw a month ago? How have they advanced?
So, offensively, we've gotten better. We're making better decisions. We're not turning the ball over as much. Rebounding still is a problem for us, even though it's a focus. Our big guys just don't rebound the ball very well, and I don't know, you know, why that is. But as far as defensively, I think we're just as good, with the exception of losing Tyler McIntosh. You know, that's why we struggle with North, and that's why we struggled with South Eugene, is Tyler brings us a really good aspect of our team with speed, quickness. So you're going to see us tonight slow the game down. Or, you know, our goal, we should have won last game when it was 37, 34, or 33, or whatever it was. We're hoping to be under 50 points both ways. And the way we're going to do that tonight is we're just going to slow down the ball game. You'll see us operate our offense at about 15 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on the shot clock then. So, now, how different is the South Medford Panthers than they were last month?
I think they're a lot better. I think a lot of their youth, which they have a lot of youth on their team, has gotten better. So, you know, they're playing a lot better basketball. They've had a lot closer games, and I think winning those close games have given those kids a lot of confidence. You know, a lot of our success will be stopping some of those other kids, not letting 21 go off, 22 going off, living with Jackson and Ty, being their main scorers and not letting anybody else get going. That will be kind of our goal tonight.
You'll see Jaden and Zach on Jackson, and you'll see Luke and Peyton on Ty a lot tonight, and trying to limit their touches and not allow them to get going. But South Medford is playing better basketball than we were playing when they played us.
All right. Well, Coach, best basketball for you tonight, and good luck. And to all of you,
stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the NeuroClinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the NeuroClinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the NeuroClinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back. Time now, ladies and gentlemen, for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all: doors, windows, lumber, decking. Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Starting tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, wearing number 24 is Luke Morgan, a senior, wearing number 24, averaging almost 12 points a game. Also starting, number 3, Kevin McLean, also a senior, averaging just over 10 points a game. Double zero, Peyton Bruner getting the start tonight, averaging just under 10 points a game. He is a junior, a senior wearing number 44, Jesse Jaden, averaging almost 6 points a game. And the freshman starter tonight, number 32, Jordan Rosetta, averaging just over 5 points a game. And he's raised that from 2 to 3 to 4. Better scoring every time he seems to take the floor and catches on to the game of basketball at the varsity level. And we'll look at the South Medford starters when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Now, we've not confirmed starters for the South Medford Panthers. However, we have some pretty good guesses. Now, the Jackson that head coach Jesse was referring to is Jackson Whelan, wearing number 3. It's about 89% of his free throws against us. Last time he scored 11 points at 1 3-pointer. Was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Also, a number 21 he mentioned. That's Jed Johnson, a 6'5 sophomore. He had 12 points against us back in January 16th, along with 1 3-pointer. He's a 60% free throw shooter. Number 22 that coach mentioned, Cole Adee. 6'1 junior, has hit 71% of his free throws, had 8 points against Grants Pass. Yeah, when we held, limited them to 37 points. And he mentioned Ty. That's number 11, Ty Dolan, a 6'5 senior. Had just 3 points against us. Was 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Other names you'll hear a lot, Cash Libdahl and Colby Schulberg. Well, that's the starting lineups as we know it right now. Courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Keys to tonight's game brought to you by our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. Well, you heard head coach Jesse talking about some of the keys to tonight's game. Certainly the defense is going to be key tonight. Grants Pass, once again, lost 37-33 this South Eugene team that is averaging over 68 points a game throughout the season. They held that team to 37 points on Heater Newman Gym. Grants Pass had hit their free throws that night, or at least half of their free throws, they'd have won that game. So that's the situation there. So look for a stellar defense tonight. And it may be modified from what we saw earlier. Once again, the key is to hold this team to 37 points was incredible. If they can hold them to less than 50, less than 40, 43, 45, that's really the sweet spot that Grants Pass looks to keep opposing teams in. And we mentioned some of their key players. All right, Jackson Whelan had 11 points. He seems to be their key. He's been their key for years. If you can contain him and not let one of the other guys go off and beat you, you should be in pretty good shape tonight. So that's going to be the defensive strategy for Grants Pass. In the meantime, Grants Pass has got to put the ball through the hole. That's the name of the game. It's basketball. Has to fit through that 18-inch hoop. So all that considered, Grants Pass looks to get some scoring from their big guys. Big guys being Luke Morgan and Peyton Broomer. Also contributing significantly every game now is Jordan Rosetta. Those three guys on the inside, if they can put together 30 points between them, that's going to be great for Grants Pass and pick up a few points on the outside. If Gavin McLean's shot is falling, and Gavin, once again, is their leading three-point shooter. He's got 28 on the season. He hits about three of those and some free throws. He'll be in good shape. He's a great shooter. Also, coming off the bench, a pretty good shooter in Grady McKittrick. Was 5-for-5 from the free throw line in last game when he came on late. He'll get some more minutes tonight. He can also hit the three from beyond the arc. So he's a pretty good shooter coming off the bench. And he'll work probably the wing. He'll be a 2 or 3 position player for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Of course, Zach DeShane will be the sixth man in, and the Cavemen will be relying on basically a six-man rotation with, once again, the young men by the name of Grady McKittrick. And, come on, Chuck. John Broerman. John Broerman probably gets some extra minutes tonight, too. So we'll look for those names to pop up. And we'll have more for you right after this word from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Let's talk about conference standings right now and postseason, because we're getting close to the end of the season. The Cavemen just have 2 games left. And right now, let's run down exactly how you get into the postseason. First of all, for the Southwest Conference, they are allotted 3 slots. That's usually 1 through 3 get into the playoffs automatically. Then it's a 32-team berth. So the conference champions, there are 3 all the way down through 7. Of the conferences take up 21 of those berths. The rest are figured out through the top 32 teams according to the OSAA rankings, which is a mathematical formula. Grants Pass stands right now at number 32. And in conference, they are third with a 5-4 record. They lead South Eugene by a half game tonight. South Eugene tonight is playing Willamette and should be favored to win that game. It doesn't matter where they're playing Willamette. South Eugene will beat them in either position, either in Willamette or in Eugene. So that's one to consider. Also consider North Medford. North Medford is has a 4-5 record. So they trail Grants Pass just by a single game in the loss column. And Sheldon also trails Grants Pass just by a game and the loss column. So you can see that this conference remains wide open here with two or three games left to play. Grants Pass is one of the few teams, I think, that has just two games left. Most everybody else has three. The rankings will close on Friday night, the 23rd, I believe. So Grants Pass has that off. We'll finish up next Tuesday. So that's the situation there. So that means this game's pretty big for Grants Pass. Then pick up a couple of wins on the road. We'll see what happens here for the postseason. In the meantime, just keep your blue on and keep thinking blue. Let's see if I can expand on this just a little bit more. Okay, Roseburg has North Bedford tonight. Then they have then they play at South Eugene, and they play at Grants Pass, and they play at Sheldon. So those are their final three games. Sheldon, of course, has Grants Pass, South Eugene, and Roseburg. So they've just got, they've got three games left to counting tonight. South Eugene is playing Willamette tonight. They have Roseburg on Tuesday, which they should win. They'll be hosting Roseburg. Then they go to Sheldon and finish up with South Medford here, and that'll be a tough one for them. So we'll keep a watch on those. So that really gives you an idea of how close the competition is in this conference for playoff positions. And it was pretty clear early on in this conference season that there was a lot of parity in the Southwest Conference this year. All that being said, we're going to tip our hats to Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering a complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. They brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned. Tip off coming up after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at DiamondHI.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Both teams have come to the sidelines now. The warm-up clock about to expire, the PA announcer has just taken over. We're about to have the national anthem as both teams are taking to the floor and getting ready to support or...
Tonight, the Panthers take on the team
let's see.
From Grants Pass High School. And now, please rise, gentlemen.
We're about ready to have the national anthem. We'll pause. We'll be right back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family-owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Strains of the national anthem being played here at Dennis Murphy Gymnasium at South Medford High.
Land of the free and
National anthem performed via recording by the Dixie Chicks. So we're just about ready to get this one underway. Introduction of players coming your way here, so we'll follow along. Glad you've chosen to join us. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Jason Bruder being introduced for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Gavin McLean getting the nod right now. McLean at 10.9 points per game. Number 24, leading scorer for Grants Pass. Luke Morgan, 11.9 points per game. The freshman, number 32, Jordan Rosetta. At number 44, coming onto the field is Jordan Jesse. So, no surprises on the Grants Pass side. Let's meet the Grants Pass, or pardon me, the opponents tonight. The starting lineup for the South Panthers.
Now the starters for your South Panthers. A 6'1" senior, number 3, Jackson.
Jackson Weiland being introduced. And once again, one of their leading scorers, 89% free throw shooter, had 11 points against Grants Pass. Jackson Weiland. Also being introduced, number 11, Ty Dolan. Ty Dolan, he's a 6'5 senior. Number 12, Colby Schulberg being introduced tonight. That's unusual. Number 21, Jed Johnson. And number 22, Cole A.D. So you have it, Weiland, Adee, Dolan, and Joelberg. All right, first period brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip seating, dust control, all your site preparation needs. Give them a call. The Cavemen are waiting at center court. They're anxious to get this one underway. Ladies and gentlemen, get close to your radio. Here we go. Bruner squares off against Ty Dolan at 6'5". I believe Bruner giving away maybe an inch to Dolan. Ball is at center court right now. Big purple panther there, big blue panther. And controlled by Bruner into the backcourt to Jesse. Jesse comes up to the timeline. They open up with a man-to-man defense. Jesse surrounded out front in the left front court. Ball flipped on the inside and tossed out of bounds. Think it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Didn't see who it was intended to. Ended up in the center of the lane. Lots of white jerseys there. Of course, Grants Pass and their traveling blues tonight. McLean will make the inbounds play as the Cavemen go into their shuffle quickly. And ball comes left-hand side on the wing to Morgan. Back out front quickly to Bruner. Right-hand side to Jesse. Corner right-hand side to McLean. Down low to Morgan. Morgan spins, tries to work the baseline. Hard to the glass. It's up and good. And Morgan finds the first two. And the early lead for Grants Pass. 2-0. Here come the Panthers. Weiland into the forecourt. Goes right-hand side. Back up front to Dolan, left-hand side. Back into the center. Number 3 turns and fires. Off. No good. Rebound Rosetta for Grants Pass. Gives it right back to Jesse. Jesse walks it down. He'll be picked up right at the timeline. Right front court. And then drives to left-hand side. On the wing. Stops there. Top of the key to Morgan. Morgan for 3. Rims it out. No good. Rebound controlled by the Panthers. Outlet quickly down the right-hand side. On the drive all the way. Lays one up. That is good. So Weiland answers, and we are tied at 2. Jesse walks the ball down again for Grants Pass. 2 apiece right now. Early going here, just underway. Ball right-hand side to Bruner. Out front to Rosetta. Back to McLean. Free throw line jumper is just off. No good. Rebound put into the hands of, again, Weiland on the fly down the right-hand side. McLean catches up with him. Slows him down. Ball out top of the key. 22 shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound falls to Dylan. Left-hand side. Foul called underneath. I think this one's going against Morgan. That's the call. So Morgan will pick up his first infraction tonight. First on anybody. And going to the free throw line. No, they're not going to give a shot. Say the ball is coming in from the end line, their end of the floor. They'll put a picket fence across that baseline. Ball tipped out front, tipped away by Morgan. Morgan picks it up, takes the length of the floor, goes up and is fouled on the far end. He'll go to the free throw line. Number 11, Dolan got him. So Dolan gets the first infraction for the Panthers at the free throw line as Luke Morgan, not the best free throw shooter on the team, but he can be streaky and hit a bunch in a row. So let's hope that streak starts now. Just one dribble. Shot is up. Good. So the Cavemen lead by one, 3-2 here. 6:30 to play. First period action coming to you from South Medford. One more shot coming for Luke. Shot is up. And good. 2 for 2 for Luke Morgan. And he's got 4 points, all four of the Grants Pass points. Whelan brings the ball down the right-hand side on the wing. Drives to the top of the key. Stops. Flips the ball left-hand side to Dahlin. Dahlin back out front with the basketball. Moves to the right-hand side. Hands it off quickly. Left-hand side to number 12, Schulberg. Schulberg, top of the key. Shovels right-hand side in the corner. Back out front. Top of the key between the circles now. Once again, Schulberg with the basketball. Goes right-hand side to Adi. Back out front, top of the key. Man drives. That's Whelan going to the bucket. And it's off. No good. Out of bounds. And no foul called. They could just lost it going up. Oh, the Cavemen did get a hand on it, so it's still going to be Panther basketball. 5:59 to play. Grants Pass up by 2-4-2. First period action. Box around the key for the Panthers. And Whelan lobs the ball in right-hand side to Dahlin. Dahlin right back to Whelan. Right-hand side shot is up from three. Off, no good. The ball falls into the hands of Morgan. Lead pass up right-hand side to Bruner. And I'm not sure... They're calling it all the way back. It's going to be Grants Pass ball. I'm not sure why they slowed everything down. So Jesse gets the ball into McLean in the backcourt. McLean walks it down uncontested. Comes across the timeline right at center court. Spence comes right back to Bruner. Bruner right-hand side, left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse into the corner to Rosetta. Rosetta looks down low for a man. Breaking out front to Bruner. Bruner right-hand side to McLean. McLean on the wing. Out front to Jesse. Jesse left-hand side. 12 seconds on the clock. Rosetta down low. Five-footer. Left-hand side. Off. No good. Rebound taken down by Dahlin. Dahlin puts the ball on the floor himself. Luke Morgan with him every step of the way. Sliding all the way down. Tries to drive by on the baseline catch. Back out front to Schulberg. Schulberg launches a three. That is off. No good. High for the rebound is Morgan. Morgan. Lead pass out to McLean. McLean slows it down. Lets traffic clear. Checked with the coach. Okay, this is what you want me to do. Walks across the timeline at center court. Shovels left-hand side to Jesse. Out front then to Bruner. Right-hand side on the wing to McLean. McLean looks down low, top of the key then to Morgan. Left-hand side to Jesse. Back right-hand side then to McLean. McLean stutter steps, top of the key, surrounded. Tried to lob it down low to Morgan. It was deflected, picked up by the Panthers. Lead pass out to Jackson Poland. Shotters up and off. No good. Make that Whelan. No good. Rebound goes into the hands of the Panthers. Number 22, left-hand side, Adi. Adi back out front. Get the ball to McLean. McLean on the drive, goes all the way in the paint, lays one up. That is good. And McLean finds two for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and the Cavemen lead it right now 6-2 over the Panthers. Ball right-hand side. Down low on the drive. That's Whelan. He lays one up and in, and he answers. And Whelan has four. Two men dominating so far. Morgan for Grants Pass, Whelan for the Panthers. McLean walks it down the left-hand sideline this time. And a zone defense thrown up by the Panthers. Out front to Jesse, right-hand side, then to Rosetta. Pardon me, make that Bruner out front to Rosetta. Now he's between the circles, moves to the basketball, backs away from the defense, lobs it left-hand side to Jesse. Then high post to Morgan. Morgan top of the key, pumps once, drives, spins into the paint. Hard, goes hard to the glass, and... What'd they call? Oh, they called him for a travel? 3:40 on the clock. Pardon me, make that 3:48 on the clock. Panthers have the basketball inbounds from the inline, far end of the floor. Comes into Whelan. Whelan, left front court, goes right-hand side. DeShane is in for Grants Pass right now. Ball goes right-hand side to Dahlin. Dahlin out front to Whelan. Whelan penetrates, lays one up. That is off, no good. He goes to the ground. Whistle called. There'll be a shooting foul this time, and the foul going to be levied against... Number 24, Luke Morgan. That'll be his second tonight. And at the free throw line is Jackson Whelan, where he doesn't miss very many. About an 89% free throw shooter on the season. Pretty quiet crowd so far tonight. Shot is up and good. Not a huge crowd. It is a Tuesday night. So Morgan gets a little breather and McKittrick checks in. One more shot coming from Whelan. Shot is up and good. Not a surprise. He has six. The Cavemen have six. We are tied. here with 3:33 to play in the first period. Zach Duchesne brings the ball down, goes left-hand side to Jesse. Back out front to Bruner. Left-hand side then to McKittrick. Back out front to Duchesne. Duchesne out front, drives to the right-hand side. Shovels the ball down low to Bruner. Bruner out on the wing, right-hand side. Back down low to Duchesne, then to Rosetta working the baseline. Spins and fires him about 8 feet, and it's good for Rosetta. Rosetta has two, and the Cavemen lead it 8-6. Down the right-hand side, Whelan with the basketball. Stacks up, wants to drive, can't get by Duchesne's defense, spins on him, elevates over him, shot is up and good. So Whelan now has 8, Grants Pass has 8. So it's one man against the Cavemen, it appears. 2:50 to play. First period, Duchesne into the forecourt. Left-hand side then to McKittrick, back out front to Bruner. Bruner right front court, left front court then to Jesse. Jesse, right-hand side then to Duchesne. Duchesne directing traffic. Rosetta was posted high. Now he drops into the corner. Ball left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick to the top of the key. Right-hand side to Rosetta in the paint. Then to Bruner. Bruner back out front to Rosetta. Launched a three. Wouldn't go. Rebound into the hands of the Panthers on the drive. It's Whelan all the way. Goes down. Tries to get by McKittrick. Can't. Ball back out front. Quickly right-hand side into the corner. Then to Dahlin. Dahlin right-hand side. Shovels out front again to Whelan. Whelan drops the ball out front. Ball goes left-hand side, and whistle stops the action again. We've got a foul called against Grants Pass. Duchesne. So Duchesne will pick up the infraction. That's his first of the night, and the third team foul on Grants Pass. McLean comes back in. Jesse sits down, so we've got McLean, McKittrick, Duchesne, Bruner, and Rosetta. Top of the key, right-hand side. Now, number one with the basketball, Livdahl. Livdahl, right-hand side, gives the ball down low again. It's to Whelan, and Whelan picks up his 10th point in the basketball game. And foul called? No, it's player control foul on Whelan. So he'll pick up his first, second team foul on the Panthers. Inbounds play in the backcourt. That's McKittrick to Duchesne. We're still tied at 8. Duchesne walks it down uncontested. Looks like we've gone back into a man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Ball left-hand side to McLean. Back out front quickly to McKittrick. Left-hand side again. Way out front to Bruner. Bruner to Duchesne. Duchesne slides to the right-hand side. Gets the ball out front. Top of the key to McKittrick. To the free throw line. To McLean for 3 from the corner. Off. No good. Long rebound being contested and finally controlled. Now controlled. Everybody's bouncing. That was Dahlin with the basketball. Top of the key. Hands the ball off to Whelan. Whelan back out to Dahlin. Top of the key. Dahlin wants to take it all the way down low. Spins. Puts a shot up. Off. No good. They're going to call him for the travel. They're watching that travel tonight, no doubt. 1:21 on the clock. We are tied at 8. Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Far end of the floor. And McKittrick comes down to make the inbounds play to Duchesne. Coach Jesse calling a play as Duchesne walks the ball down, uncontested. They show a man-to-man, and then they flip back into a zone defense. Ball up front to Bruner, left-hand side, then to McKittrick. Right front court, then to Duchesne. Duchesne with the basketball. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Grants Pass content to take some time off every possession. Ball in high post into Bruner. Bruner comes down the paint, shovels down low, tried to get it to Rosetta. Rosetta does, flips it back out to Duchesne in the paint, right hand side. Tried to bounce it to Rosetta, but it bounced off of Dahlin. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line, our end of the floor. I believe Duchesne will come over to make the inbounds play. And the Cavemen put a box around the key, a triangle around the key, and one man out top. That's McKittrick. And high post to Bruner. Back out front quickly to McLean. Drives all the way. Lays one up. That's good. And McLean gets his second field goal of the night. And the Cavemen lead it right now 10-8. 40 seconds left here in the first period. Sliding down the right-hand side. Dahlin with the basketball. Comes to the top of the key. Goes left-hand side. Shot is up off the wing. And it's good for 3 for Livdahl coming off the bench. 11-10, and Grants Pass trails for the first time tonight with 25 seconds left here in the first period. And Duchesne into the forecourt. Looks to the right-hand side. Gives the ball up to McLean. 16 seconds on the clock. And timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Head coach Jesse said, let's talk about it, see if we can't get a good shot here. With 12, 15 seconds to go, we'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back. 11-10. Grants Pass down by one with 15 seconds left here in the first period. Jackson Whelan has, eight of their points. 1 3-point for Livdahl coming off the bench. Morgan has four. McLean, four. Rosetta, two. Inbounds play for Grants Pass. DeShane from the sideline in the back, in the forecourt. Flips it into the backcourt to McLean. 14 seconds. Clock is running. McLean saunters up to the timeline. 8 seconds. Time to make something happen. McLean out front between the circles. Launches a long three. That's good. Nailed it from 23 feet. Oh, McLean just nailed one from downtown. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. And at the end of the first period of play, the Cavemen lead by two. 13-11. Back with the second period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Welcome back. Panthers coming back out on the floor. Cavemen are sending out McLean, Bruner, Rosetta, Morgan, and Jesse. So starters on the floor for Grants Pass right now. It appears also the starters, Dahlin will start the ball in play for the Panthers. Gives it in the backcourt to Whelan, and Whelan comes across the timeline, picked up there by Jesse. As the Cavemen show 1-3-1 zone right now. Dahlin, left-hand side, goes into the corner. Right-hand side to Livdahl. Livdahl back out to Dahlin. Dahlin pumps for a three, didn't pull the trigger, goes at the corner, back out high post. Shot is up from there, off no good. Tip up no good, long rebound into the hands of Morgan. Morgan leading the break, 3-on-2, goes left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse goes hard, blocked, picked up by Whelan on the right-hand side. I think it's Whelan who made the block. Whelan in the paint, kicks the ball back to Dahlin. Dahlin for three, right-hand side, and he nails it. And Dahlin picks up his first points from beyond the arc tonight. And it's 14-13. Grants Pass down by one. McLean walks the ball down. Crosses the timeline. Out front, they've got Bruner posted high. Working down low are Morgan and Rosetta. Ball left-hand side to Jesse. Then down low to Rosetta. Goes up with a shot from 4 foot. Won't go. It was contested. Picked up by quickly Weiland. Weiland back across the timeline. Goes left-hand side quickly to number 21. That's Johnson with the basketball. Shot is up, off no good. Johnson again, get with the rebound, goes up with a shot. Draws the foul, I believe, from Rosetta. Rosetta and Morgan were both there, but I think it's going against the freshman. We'll see. Yes, it is on Rosetta. Well, they said three, McLean. That's what went up on the scoreboard. Shot is up and good for Ted Johnson. That's his first point of the basketball game. Makes the margin two. And this shot is up and good. This is a very good free throw shooting team. As a team, they're well over 70% shooting the free throw line. That's almost phenomenal. McLean, left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball, right-hand side to Morgan on the wing. Down low in the corner to McLean. On the low post, it's Bruner. Shovels to McLean, coming down from the top of the key. It's ball deflected, stripped, Picked up quickly, bounced past right-hand side, and the man called for the travel. Went into the hands of number 14. That's Carter Mills, a freshman on the floor for the Panthers. Just couldn't get his foot control, but the ball came into his hands. McLean walks it down for Grant's pass. Now down by 3, 16-13. McLean into the forecourt. Shovels left-hand side quickly to Bruner. Make that Rosetta. Right-hand side to Morgan on the wing. Out to the top of the key. That's Bruner. Bruner wants to muscle. Goes down all the way. He lays one up and in, and Bruner gets his first of the basketball game. Weiland brings the ball down for the Panthers. Jesse picks him up out front. Ball out front then to Dahlin. Dahlin for three. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. High for the rebound was Morgan. Put it in the hands of Jesse. Lead pass up to Rosetta. Left-hand side. Rosetta back out front to Jesse, and the Cavemen reload. Ball comes right-hand side to McLean. McLean head fakes, gets into the paint, then backs away. Looks for help. Bounces back out front to Rosetta. Left-hand side then to Jesse. Jesse with a basketball. Spins, drives to left-hand side. All the way down, lays one up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken down by Dahlin. Dahlin lead pass up left-hand side to Whelan. Whelan spins into the paint, goes up with a shot that's partially blocked. Rebound off, no good. And in the rebounding action, I think Morgan just picked up his third. No, Jordan Jesse. Jaden Jesse. So Jesse will pick up his first second team foul on the Cavemen here in the second period. DeShane checks back in, and Morgan getting a breather. Morgan's been really assertive tonight. Ball comes left-hand side in the corner for the Panthers. Drives along the baseline. Looks, spins, puts up a four-footer, won't go. Rebound chased out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass basketball. Inbounds from the far end of the floor. Jesse over to make the inbounds play. He's got DeShane in the backcourt. Everybody else kind of sauntering back down to the Cavemen's head of the court. DeShane out front. Head fakes, drives to the right-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly to Bruner. Bruner right-hand side. Left-hand side then to DeShane. Out front to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball. Comes up front. Comes back right-hand side to McLean. Morgan. Morgan out front to DeShane. Drives to left-hand side. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes in the hands of Rosetta. Back out front to McLean. 7 seconds. McLean drives. Wants to elevate. Goes up with the shot. They call him for a traveling. We've had more traveling calls tonight than we've seen. I think than we've seen, period. I think that's the statement. And it's going both ways, folks. Don't get me wrong. Quickly, the Panthers back on the attack out front. Whelan slides to the right-hand side on the wing, looks down low on the baseline, finds Dahlin there. Cross-court pass left-hand side in the corner for three. Shot is up and good by number 21. That's Johnson. Johnson gets his fifth point of the basketball game, and it's 19-15. Grant's pass down by four. DeShane in the backcourt. Quickly into the forecourt, now moving more quickly. Ball out front, right-hand side to Bruner. Left-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta looks at the coach, then flips the ball back to DeShane. DeShane between the circles, right-hand side, then to McLean. McLean, wing right, in high post, then to Bruner. Bruner shoots from the free throw line, nails it. And Bruner gets his second field goal of the night. He's got four, and it's a two-point game, 19-17. Grants Pass down by two. Panthers have the basketball in the hands of Dahlin, right-hand side. Tries to get by Bruner's defense, and does. So Dahlin gets his second field goal. He's got five in the basketball game, and it's 21-17. DeShane in the backcourt. Comes up to the timeline now. Flips the ball left-hand side quickly to Bruner. Bruner with the basketball. Out front then to McLean. McLean out to DeShane. DeShane head fakes. Drives left-hand side. Gives the ball up to Rosetta. Back out front to McLean. 16 seconds on the shot clock. McLean out front. Wants to drive to the right-hand side. Shovels the ball off to Jesse. Jesse in the paint. Has room. Goes up with the shot. Floats one off glass. It's good. And Jesse gets his first field goal. And it's 21-19. Still a two-point game as the ball comes down in the hands of Weiland now. Weiland out front with the basketball. Slides the right-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly. Then down to high post to Dahlin. Dahlin to the post, and it's good. So Dahlin picks up his third field goal. He's got seven in the basketball game. And the Cavemen down by four, 23-19. DeShane in the backcourt. Comes up to the timeline. Crosses, comes to the right-hand side quickly to McLean. 2:50 to play. McLean hands the ball off to Bruner, top of the key. Can't penetrate there. Backs away, keeps bullet pass down low to Rosetta in the corner, then to DeShane. Back down low, tried to get it to Rosetta. Rosetta was being fronted, picked off by number 21, Johnson with the basketball. Gives it back out to Weiland. Weiland lobs it left-hand side to Dahlin on the baseline. Belaine drive, shot is up, off no good. Rebound controlled by Rosetta. Jump ball called. Tried to take away from the freshman, found out he's pretty strong. On the alternate possession rule, I think it's Grant's pass basketball. McKittrick checking into the basketball game, and Bruner getting a little breather. 2:28 to play. First half, 23-19. Grant's pass down by four, but with the basketball in the backcourt, that's Jesse to DeShane. And token pressure in the backcourt right now. As number 22, a D in the backcourt, bothering them, crosses the timeline. McKittrick out front. Goes left-hand side to Jesse. Up front again to DeShane. DeShane puts the ball on his hip again. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Puts the ball on the floor. Comes back to the left-hand side. Looks for Jesse. Jesse left-hand side on the wing. Working against his own defense. Ball right-hand side then to McLean. McLean tries to penetrate. Comes, gets into the paint. Ball is stripped at that time. And a foul called, I think, on South's number 22, a D. That's the call. So Adi will pick up his first team foul on the Panthers. 1:55 to play in the first half. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Just in front of the Panthers. Bent DeShane flips the ball to McLean. McLean has room. Top of the key. Three on the way. Oh, missed everything. Going to try to save it. Both Morgan and McKittrick went into the wall. And Morgan checked on McKittrick. Said everybody's okay. Borman checks in. John Borman checks in. And McLean gets a little breather. Borman has been a real factor in the JV situations. He can score. He can disrupt a lot of an opponent's offense. Great anticipation. And do we have another substitution? I think Bushmeyer getting ready to come in. The officials moving over to the bench to make sure everything is taken care of. And Bruce Meyer has checked in, but he's not into the ball game yet. And I'm not sure he's getting in this dead ball. No, he's not. Inbounds play comes from Dahlin out to Weiland. Weiland out front. Drives to the right-hand side and bumps into Morgan. No good. Rebound taken down by Jesse. Jesse puts the ball on the floor himself. 1:35 to play in the first half here. Drives to the left-hand side on the wing. Stops there. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane out front now against the man-to-man defense all the way. McKittrick out front. Goes left-hand side to Jesse. Out front then to Borman. Borman back to DeShane. DeShane head fakes. Tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Backs away. Tries to drive again. Drops the ball right back to Jesse. Jesse to the top of the key, spins all the way down, high off glass, won't go. Rebound put back up by Morgan, and it's good. So Morgan gets his second field goal. He's got six in the basketball game, and it's 23-21. Ball out front here, and Borman and Weiland checked up, and thought we were going to have some. Looked like Borland just actually caught him before he went down. And the officials are talking about it right now. They're going to call a foul on Borman. So Borman gets the infraction. Bushmeyer comes in. Morgan gets a breather. 1:01 left to play here in the first half. It's a two-point game, 23-21. Inbounds play for the Panthers coming from Dahlin. And the officials moving Dahlin over to just in front of the caveman bench. Dahlin with the basketball now, and the ball comes quickly to Weiland, who cuts out of a little screen there to take the inbounds pass. Working with the basketball out front, moving slowly, picks up the pace right now. Bounce pass left-hand side is slapped away by DeShane out of bounds. And do we call a foul?
Carter Mills, now into the Panthers.
It's going against number 22, Adi. Adi picks up his second infraction. Grants Pass ball inbounds from just in front of their own bench right now. The ball goes in the backcourt from Jesse to Deshane. Less than a minute on the clock. It's running down 48 seconds now. Deshane across the timeline. Right-hand side quickly to McKittrick. Out front then to Bruner. Left-hand side to Deshane. Deshane pumps once. Comes right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse top of the key. Left-hand side again to Deshane. Deshane out to Buschmeyer. Buschmeyer tries to drive. Gets in the paint. Stripped to the basketball again. On the drive, it's Weiland coming all the way down. Lays one up. That is good. And Weiland gets his fourth field goal. He's got 10 points in the basketball game now. 20 seconds. Grants Pass down by four. 25-21. 17 seconds on the clock. It's running. Into the forecourt. Jesse right-hand side. Back left-hand side to Deshane. Just inside the forecourt now. 8 seconds on the clock. Time to make something happen. Deshane's drive. Gets in the paint. Kicks it right back to Buschmeyer. Buschmeyer drives. Floats one up. That's no good. Ball comes down to Weiland. Weiland drives right over Jesse, but doesn't get the shot off in time. That's the way the first period will end, or the first half will end, with the Panthers in control by 4 points, 25-21. And we'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back at the half. Right now, Grants Pass trails the Panthers by four, 25-21. At the end of the first period, Grants Pass led by two, 13-11. We're outscored in the second period, 14-8. Grants Pass scoring came on 9 field goals, 1 three-pointer. They were 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Edward whistled for 6 fouls compared to 4 fouls for the Panthers. Panthers scoring also 9 field goals. One more three-pointer than the Cavemen, though. They had 2 three-pointers, and they were 4-for-4 from the free-throw line. So the three-pointers in the free-throw line is where that margin came from. In terms of rebounds, pretty close. Grants passed 10 rebounds compared to 11 rebounds for the Panthers. Field goal percentage, Cavemen 9-for-19 from the floor. That's 47%. The Panthers 9-for-24 from the floor. That's 37.5%. And turnovers, Grants Pass has turned it over 7 times compared to 5 times for the Panthers. So we'll run down the individual numbers for you when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the individual numbers that we have for you. First of all, for the Panthers, we saw Carter Mills just real briefly for the Panthers on the floor. Also coming off the bench, Cash Libdahl has 1 3-point field goal. Colby Schulberg got the start, didn't figure into my scoring line. Doesn't figure into my scoring line. Actually, he's got 2 fouls. Ty Dahlin, though, 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, has 7 points and no fouls. That Ted Johnson, 1 3-point field goal, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. So he's got 5 points and no fouls. And Jackson Whelan has 4 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points and leads all scorers in the contest right now. He has a single foul. For Grants Pass, John Roerman picked up a single foul late in the second period. James Buschmeyer got a couple of minutes there, didn't figure to my scoring line. Grady McKittrick, the same situation. Zach Deshane picked up a single foul coming off the bench. Jordan Rosetta, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. Jaden Jesse, 1 2-point field goal, 1 foul. Peyton Bruner, 2 field goals, 4 points, and no fouls. Gavin McLean has 7 points on 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer. So he leads the Grants Pass scoring right now by a single point. Luke Morgan has 6 points on 2 field goals and 2 for 2 shooting from the free throw line. Luke has 2 fouls. All right, those are the individual numbers that we have and the team numbers that we have. So we invite you to stay tuned for first half analysis courtesy of the Neuro Clinic after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Halftime analysis brought to you by the NeuroClinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion, motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine on the Williams Highway. And I think things have gone pretty much the way the Grants Pass Cavemen would like, with the exception of maybe a couple of three-point shots right now. The defense has been pretty strong so far. You've held a very high-scoring team to 25 points in the first half. I'm sure they'd have liked that to have been a little bit less. 21 is where really they wanted the Panthers to be, and Grants Pass at 25. But not bad. Certainly hasn't been a runaway tonight. The Grants Pass Cavemen certainly ended a couple of shots to fall. The key is anytime the Cavemen go inside the paint, they are triple and quadruple teamed. You can't go up there with, you've got to have a clear lane to the bucket. Otherwise, they will strip you of the basketball, and they're very good at it. And that's happened to almost everybody who's gone inside. That's Rosetta, that's Morgan, that's Jesse. Look like what should be some pretty easy shots, and they go up with the basketball, and when they get up, they don't have the basketball. So that's the situation there. So the Cavemen have to find a way to fix that. Hope some outside shots fall. Looks like, well, McLean hit that 324-footer. Oh, it was a beaut early. Hope for more of that. McKittrick didn't get a shot up. We know he's a good shooter, and Rosetta's shot has not been there. But once again, he's been mostly working inside. And anytime they, one of our big guys, Rosetta and Morgan in particular, go up with a shot, they're drawing an awful lot of defensive attention, at least, at the very least, a double team, sometimes a triple team. All right, we'll be back with more right after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
A little more defensive pressure on Mr. Whelan, and I don't know how you get that on him. He is cat quick, solid hands, great floor vision. He's a very, very good basketball player, and it's obvious that anytime the Panthers come down with the basketball, they want to put the ball in his hands and are able to get it there quickly, and he is down the floor on the fly, cutting right to the basket every time, and that's how he's picked up his 10 points so far. A little more containment on Whelan, although they have held him to about 10 points in the first half. He averages well over 20. So that's, once again, a good positive notion for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Well, that's our halftime analysis, and we've got to wrap it up just because everything else is slowing down here. Courtesy of the Neuro Clinic on Williams Highway. Second half coming right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Welcome back. Caveman back out on the floor right now. Along that's Jesse, Rosetta, Morgan, McLean, and Bruner. And on the floor for the Panthers, it appears it's their same starters too, including number 12, Schulberg. Of course, Wieland is there. Adee, Johnson, and Dahlin. Inbounds play, looking for the backcourt, coming from the Panthers. Gets the ball into the hands quickly of, well, you guessed it, Wieland. Wieland into the forecourt quickly. Grants Pass showing a man-to-man defense, at least here initially. Right-hand side ball flipped back out to Dahlin. Dahlin looks in the corner, then spins at the free throw line, kicks the ball left-hand side, and spins. Shot is up. That's a D shot is up, and it's good. Pardon me, that's Johnson, his second field goal. He's got seven in the basketball game right now. Drive right-hand side. That's Jesse. Gives the ball up on the wing then to Rosetta. Rosetta down low on the post to Morgan. Morgan faces the basket, draws a double team, fights his way back in, kicks it right back to Rosetta. Rosetta's three-point attempt off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Whelan. Whelan on the fly, coming right back down three on three. Cuts to the right-hand side, lays one up off glass. It's good. You see him coming, you still can't stop him. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. Caveman now down by 8, 29-21. They need a basket here. On the drive, here comes McLean. McLean into the forecourt, left front court. Works the basketball, goes on the wing, left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner attacks along the baseline, flips the ball out right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse has the ball slapped away from behind, but down low to Morgan. Morgan fights his way up and finds two for Grants Pass. So Luke finds two for Grants Pass. He's got eight in the basketball game. Lead pass down left-hand side quickly. That's a D on the right-hand side. Back out front to Dahlin on the wing. Dahlin looks in the paint, flips the ball right-hand side quickly to Schulberg. And whistle stops the action. Foul called on McLean. He'll pick up his second of the basketball game, first of this half. Inbounds play from the inline for the Panthers. Lobbed right-hand side quickly to Schulberg. Schulberg gives the ball right back to Whelan. Whelan's the one who makes things happen. Drives the right-hand side, sees a seam, goes up with the shot, off no good, draws a foul. There were three cavemen there. Let's see who gets it. Luke Morgan, not a surprise. That'll be his third, and that'll bring action from the bench early. And going to the free throw line, Jackson Whelan is 2-for-2 so far tonight. What an 88% free throw shooter on the season. Shot is up, good. That's his 13th point. So Zach DeShane checks in, and Morgan sits down. I'm going to save Morgan for that fourth quarter. Shot is up and good. 4-for-4 for Whelan. He's got 14 points in the contest tonight, and it's 31-23. Long looping pass from Jesse comes up to McLean to the free throw line. Jumper is up from there, off, no good. Whelan high for the rebound, puts the ball on the floor himself, on the fly, pushes the ball all the way down in the paint, floats one up, off, no good. Rebound hooked back in by McLean, and there's a scramble for it, comes right out of bounds finally. And it's going to be Panther basketball. Whelan comes over to make the play. They'll put a box around the key. And official stopped to play for a moment. I'm not sure what the... I see no reason for it. Everything looks right on the court. It is now right. Ball marked for play. Comes back to the right-hand side. And foul called on Whelan. So Whelan will pick up his second of the basketball game. Inbound play in the backcourt went to Bruner and back to Jesse right quickly. Jesse into the forecourt quickly, left-hand side. Working out front. Ball left-hand side into Bruner. Bruner spins into the paint, wants to muscle one up, floats one up. That's off, no good. Rebound controlled by Bruner. Bruner's outlet comes to Jesse, top of the key. Wants the three. It's on the way, hits the iron, and off, no good. Rebounding action, and a whistle stops the action underneath. And this one's going against Rosetta, and Rosetta's a bit frustrated. So Rosetta will pick up the infraction. That's his first tonight. Third team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen here in the third period. Don't want to put the Panthers on the free throw line any more than you have to. Inbounds play in the backcourt against full court pressure by Grants Pass. Gets the ball up to Dahlin. Dahlin still moving with the basketball out front. Gives the ball on the give and go. Stolen away by DeShane to Rosetta. Back to DeShane. And the Cavemen forced that turnover. Great hands by DeShane. Caused that one. DeShane top of the key. Lobs it into the corner to McLean for three. Hits the front of the air and off. No good. Rosetta rebounds. Puts it back up off glass. Too hard. Out of bounds. And it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. No, it's not. McLean called it. The official says, no, let's go the other way. 5:13 on the clock. Full court pressure by Grants Pass. And Whelan and DeShane. DeShane slaps the ball away again. He's fronted. I mean, they are touching, and they're surrounding Whelan right now. Inbounds play. Quickly left-hand side. Quickly to Adi. Adi will bring the ball down the right-hand side. Tries to get by McLean's defense. Can't do it. Flips the ball back out front to Dahlin. Dahlin with the basketball. Looks down low. On the wing then goes to Schulberg. Schulberg left-hand side to Adi. Adi looks out front, back to Schulberg between the circles, right-hand side to Dahlin. Dahlin can't get inside. Back left-hand side, three-point attempt is up and good by Adi. So Adi gets his first field goal from beyond the arc. He's got 3 points in the basketball game, and it's 34-23. Grants Pass down by 11. DeShane bothered the backcourt, gets the ball across the timeline to McLean. Bounce pass inside to Bruner, right-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta hard to the glass, gets it up and down, and Rosetta gets it. And he'll go to the free throw line. Foul call, let's see on whom, for the Panthers.
Ed Johnson.
So Johnson will get the infraction, his first of the night. Going to the free throw line is... The officials keep talking to our players, and I'm not sure why. And we're talking to DeShane. DeShane comes over and talks to the coach. So Rosetta goes to the free throw line right now, about a 65% free throw shooter. Just one shot. Three dribbles, ready. Again, one more dribble. Looks, deep breath, shot is up. Good. 5 points for Rosetta. In the backcourt, the ball comes to, you guessed it, Whelan. Whelan brings the ball down, crosses the timeline right at center court. Tries to drive by DeShane, can't get by, but pulls up and floats one up. That's good. And Whelan now with 16 points in the basketball game. Timeout has been called by the Grants Pass Cavemen right now. 4:18 on the clock. It's 36-26. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, the great Cavemen have been really challenged this time. The Panthers have turned up the defense on them. Grant Spence has just 5 points here in the third period with 4:18 left to play. So it's 36-26. The play is resumed. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds from the end line far into the floor, and it's going to be against full court pressure. McLean will make the play, and he gets the ball to a Bruner. Left-hand side, Bruner gets a double team. A little moving pick and gets it to McLean. McLean into the forecourt and hit, but no foul call. Taken away. Followed by Whelan, and Whelan gets his 18th point in the basketball of the game. DeShane in the backcourt. On the drive. Physical contact being allowed here tonight. That's obvious. Ball out front to DeShane. DeShane between the circles. Gives it to the left-hand side. About to McLean on the wing to Jesse. Jesse lobs it to DeShane. Corner left-hand side for three. And the Cavemen could use it. Didn't get it, though. Dahlin with the basketball on the rebound. Brings it down himself all the way to the baseline. Drops it off right-hand side. Shot is up for three from a D. And a D gets another three. He's got six in the basketball game. And the Panthers taking control here in the third period. Ball left-hand side to Jesse. In high post into Rosetta. Back to Jesse. Jesse has the ball stripped away. Loose basketball finally picked up by Whelan. Whelan goes down and shoots over Bruner, but Bruner will be called for the foul. So Bruner will pick up the infraction. And going to the free throw line will be Jackson Whelan. Shot is up and good for Whelan. He's 5-for-5 from the free throw line, has 7 field goals. That gives him 19 points in the contest tonight. Bruner gets a little breather. On the floor for Grants Pass is DeShane, McLean. Morgan is back in now. Jesse and Rosetta. One more shot coming for Whelan. Shot is up. Off, no good. He is not human. He does miss. Ball inbounds quickly to Jesse. Jesse spins into the forecourt, stops between the circles, goes right front court to DeShane. DeShane bounce pass high post to Rosetta. Ball slapped away from behind, and a whistle stops the action there. They foul him? Is that a foul? It's going to be on three. So 14 is into the game. That'll be his first infraction of the basketball game. DeShane will make the inbounds play. McLean drops into the backcourt, but breaking through the screen is Rosetta. Back to DeShane. Down low to Morgan. Out front to McLean. Left-hand side. Fadeaway 12-footer is off. No good. Rebound taken down by Morgan, but the ball stripped away again. But out of bounds, it'll be Grants Pass basketball. Whelan was right there to take the ball out of his hands, but couldn't control it. DeShane will make the inbounds play as the Cavemen put a picket fence across that baseline again. Jesse breaks out of that out front to get the ball at the top of the key, right-hand side to DeShane, to the high post. That's Morgan, goes hard to the glass, has the ball slapped away as he went high for it, out of bounds. It's going to be Panther basketball. 2:41 on the clock here in the third period, 42-26. Inbounds play in the backcourt, comes to a D back to Dahlin, and Dahlin walks it down. Into the court, slides left-hand side. Bundle a pass into the corner to Whelan, and down low, inside, and a player control foul called on Whelan. So Whelan will pick up his third. He does that a lot. 2:26 on the clock. Third period action. Jesse gets the ball inbounds to McLean in the backcourt against the man-to-man defense now by the Panthers. McLean goes left-hand side, keeps the dribble alive, tries to penetrate, lost the ball out of bounds. Let's see if it was deflected. It's going back to the Grants Pass Caveman. And DeShane will make the inbounds play. And again, the Caveman put four men across the baseline, spread out from sideline to sideline. And go into a shuffle. Ball comes left-hand side on the wing to Jesse. Out front to McLean. McLean back to Jesse, left-hand side. Down low to Morgan in the paint. Right-hand side to Rosetta. Puts it up and in. So Rosetta gets his third field goal. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. Long pass up right-hand side. Matt goes to the floor. Lost his footing. Picked up by McLean. Lead pass up right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta drives the baseline. Goes up hard to the glass. It's good. And he'll go to the free throw line. And the foul going to be called on 14. They didn't put it up on the scoreboard here. I think it was 14. So Rosetta goes back to the free throw line where he's 1-for-1 tonight. Turned into a pretty good little shooter. Shot is up and good. He has 10 points to lead the Grants Pass Caveman right now. Timeout. And look at the scoreboard with 1:51 to play. It's 42-31. Grants Pass down by 11 here in the third period. Back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Third quarter brought to you by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank, serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're community-minded, invested in projects that benefit schools and local nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Choose Evergreen Federal. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. When play is resumed, ball will be coming inbounds on the far end of the floor for the Panthers. And the ball comes in, of course, into the hands of Whelan, and he crosses the timeline right at center court. DeShane comes after him just to keep him honest. Caveman shows zone defense right now. Ball goes right-hand side. Again to Whelan. Back out top of the key to Whelan on the wing. Right-hand side. Back out front to Schulberg. Schulberg left-hand side then. And high post to Whelan. Corner left-hand side to Dahlin. Dahlin back on the wing. Left-hand side. He'll shoot for three and nails it. He's good. No doubt about it. He had a 21-footer that time. Ball left-hand side to Brunner. Brunner with a basketball on the wing. Gives the ball out to Morgan. Morgan from the top of the key. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by Dahlin. Gives the ball up to Whelan. Whelan left-hand side. Back to Dahlin. Bullet pass down low on the baseline. And it's up and in. Man got free right on the baseline. That's number one. Livdahl. Livdahl has 5 points in the basketball game. And a whistle stops the action. Down the floor. What do we have? The official started towards the scorer's table. Oh, I think we're just cleaning up the floor. Keep the footing as good as possible here. 55.1 seconds left to play here in the third period. Not been a great period for Grants Pass. Down right now, 47-31. And head coach Jesse giving some final instructions to Jesse, who will make the inbounds play just in front of the scorer's table. Goes in the backcourt to DeShane. and DeShane bring the ball down. Uncontested in the backcourt. Comes into the forecourt. Now goes left-hand side to Bruner. Way out on the wing, left-hand side. Looking for a post player. They give it high post to Rosetta. Rosetta elevates from right on the line and gets a two, a long two. And Rosetta now with 12 points in the basketball game. All in the third period, quite frankly. He's been all of the offense in the third period. Ball right-hand side to Dahlin. Left-hand side quickly to Whelan. Whelan with the basketball comes back between the circles. Right-hand side off to Mills. Mills back out front to Whelan. To Mills. Back out to Whelan. Looks left-hand side. Working a double against a 2-1-2 zone for Grants Pass. Grants Pass right-hand side to Mills. Mills out front. Lobs it left-hand side. In the corner to Whelan. Back out on the wing. On the drive. Man goes all the way up. That's Whelan. Shot is up off at the shot clock. Shot clock violation. Didn't get it up in time. Just 2 seconds left here in the third period. So Rosetta will get the inbounds play done. And that's about it. McLean checks in. And DeShane sits down. Adeed comes in. And Whelan sits down. Can't afford to sit him down for 2 seconds. Full court pressure for the last 2 seconds here in the third period. And I'm not sure what the officials are waiting for now. All right, inbounds play to McLean. McLean drives, launches at the half court mark. Just misses at the end of three. It's 47-33 Panthers. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Time now for period number four. Grants Pass outscored 22-12 in the third period. And I said Rosetta's 12 points all came in the third period. No, only 10 of them came in the third period. He did two in the first stanza tonight. And the Cavemen send back out, McKittrick and Rosetta, Bruner, McLean, and Morgan. So Rosetta will make the inbounds play in the backcourt to McLean. McLean picks it up. Heads down across the timeline now into the forecourt. Now pass comes left-hand side to Rosetta. Wing left-hand side looking for a post player. Gives it high post to Bruner. Bruner checks down the paint. Tries to back down. Spins. Goes up one backhanded layup. And it's good for Bruner. Bruner picks up his third field goal. He's got six in the basketball game. And it's 47-35. Left-hand side now Whelan with the basketball for the Panthers. Up top to Dahlin. Dahlin drives left-hand side. Stops. Spins into the paint. Lays one up. That is good. But a whistle stops the action. It is good. So Dahlin will pick up his fourth field goal. His ninth point in the basketball game. And the foul called on. So Dahlin goes to the free throw line. And the foul called on. It must be McKittrick because it put up number one, but there is not a number one on the floor.
Ty DeLynn, shooting one.
So we'll give that to McKittrick, I believe. I think that's accurate. DeLynn at the free throw line. This one hits the back of the iron. Off, no good. High for the rebound. It was Morgan. Gives it off to Jesse. Jesse into the forecourt, left-hand side. To McLean. Wing left, looks down low for a post. Up top then to Rosetta. Rosetta drives, comes down all the way, lays one up and in. And Rosetta forcing himself inside, picks up his 14th point in the basketball game. Whelan comes down on the run, top of the key. Head fakes up front, comes right-hand side quickly to Schulberg. Pardon me, make that Mills. Mills looks down low, bounce pass to Dahlin. Spins, goes up with a shot off glass, off no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Outlet goes right-hand side to McLean. McLean slides down the right-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan spins, backs off, gives it to McLean. Right-hand side, launches a three, rattled it in and out. I mean, it was halfway down the cylinder. Ball is wrestled for on the floor. And timeout called by the Panthers, so they'll maintain possession. 49-37 the score, 6:45 to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. 6:45 left in the contest. The Cavemen down 49-37. Yes, there's still time. Out on the floor for Grants Pass now. McKittrick, Rosetta, Morgan, Jesse, and McLean. Possession of the basketball belongs to the Panthers. They have it inbounds far into the floor. Schulberg brings the ball inbounds to Whelan in the backcourt. These officials take an awful lot of time. Okay, they're satisfied. Everything is correct now. And now the ball is marked for play. And the rebound, or the inbounds play, finally comes to Dahlin, breaking down from the far court. Gives the ball back to Weiland, and the defense falls back. They just try to deny Weiland the inbounds pass. Drives all the way, gets in the paint, goes up with a shot that is blocked from behind by Jesse. I think he just got a hand on it, but I'm not sure who's going to get the foul. I'm afraid it's Morgan. That's the call. That'll be his fourth. The scoreboard showing that is his fifth. So he'll leave with 6:33 left to play in the basketball game. So Bruner comes back in. Morgan sits down a little frustrated. Shot was up and good from the free throw line by guess who? Mr. Whelan. Yeah, he is 6 of 7 right now. They are 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Told you this was a good free throw shooting team. Weiland, one more shot coming at the charity stripe. Shot is up and good. Not perfect. Bounced twice, but then dropped through. McLean in the backcourt with the basketball for the guys in blue. Goes right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball now. Comes top of the key. Left-hand side. Bad pass. McLean was on the wing, and the ball was about 5 feet past him. So inbounds play coming from Schulberg for the Panthers in the backcourt. Gives it to Weiland. Weiland in the backcourt. Double team. They throw over the double team to Dahlin. Dahlin will pass right-hand side in the corner to Livdahl. Livdahl back out front to Heidahl. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up and off. No good. Foul called on Jesse this time. Number 21 Johnson attacking the basket. And Jesse will get this infraction. That'll be his second. 6:08 to play, 51-37 to score. At the free throw line, number 21, shot is up and hits the iron and off, no good. That's Jed Johnson. So he is 2-for-3 so far tonight. 7 points in the basketball game so far. This one's up and good. That's his 8th point. Inbounds play from Rosetta to McLean. McLean down the sidelines, left-hand side. Out front, bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta back out front to Jesse. Jesse to Bruner, right-hand side, then to McLean. McLean puts the ball on the floor, drives to the free throw line, spins, comes all the way down, spins, fires one up. That is good. And McLean finds a couple. That's his 9th point in the basketball game.
And again, on the fly down the right-hand side, Whelan with the basketball. Gives the ball up front to Dahlin. Dahlin out front again to Whelan. Whelan left-hand side in the corner, all alone, but no shot there. Ball comes out to the wing, then up front quickly. Back down low, an alley-oop, deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Panthers ball inbounds from the end line. DeShane going to check into the basketball game. And McKittrick's coming out. 52-39, 5:24 to play. And the ball comes way out front to Dahlin. Over him, just saves it from going into the backcourt. Gives the ball up front to Whelan. Whelan tries to drive by DeShane. Double team. Kicks the ball back to Dahlin. Left-hand side. He'll launch a three. That is checked. And a whistle called. So somebody fouled him. Jesse, I think. McLean is there. No, it's McLean. So McLean will pick up his third of the basketball game. And it's free throw line number 11. Ty Dahlin, 0 for 1 tonight. Shot is up and good. That's his 10th point in the basketball game. 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, and one more shot coming in at the charity stripe. It's up and off. Ooh, missed badly that time. It was a 3-point shot, so he's getting three free throws. Shot is up this time and good. So he's 2 for 4 from the charity stripe. 11 points in the basketball game. Bruner in the backcourt has the ball slapped away, but saved by Jesse. Jesse picks it up into the forecourt. Right-hand side goes to McLean on the wing. McLean head fakes, bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner spins, elevate, shot up with glass, and balances and finally rolls through. So Bruner gets his 8th point of the basketball game. Lead pass comes into Whelan in the backcourt. Floats it right back quickly, but gets the ball back in his hands as quickly as possible. Drives all the way, shoots one up off glass, and a whistle called. And I think this was Rosetta. It is Rosetta. That'll be his second and going to the free throw line. Are you ready? Yeah, it's Jackson Whelan again, who is 7 for 8 from the free throw line. 24 points in the basketball game tonight. Shot is up and good. 8 of 9. Pretty quiet crowd tonight. Shot is up and good.
And that's a Panther timeout.
9 for 10 from the free throw line. Timeout on the floor. 4:47 to play here in the basketball game. And we'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. 4:47 left to play in this contest, and the Cavemen trailing 56-41 to the Panthers here at the Dennis Murphy Gymnasium. Play is resumed. It'll be Panthers basketball. Oh, check that. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Jesse will make the inbounds play. He's got McLean in the backcourt with him against a double team. And breaking back to help, here comes DeShane, but the ball comes in to McLean. McLean down quickly, 3-on-2 situation. Tried to get the ball inside to Bruner, deflected off of Bruner. Picked up quickly by the Panthers, back on the attack, left-hand side, back out to Dahlin. Dahlin tries to drive, bounce pass inside, deflected by the Cavemen, picked up by McLean. 3-on-2 break, McLean goes to the left-hand side, stops in, goes down low to Bruner. Bruner elevates, finally hooks one up, that's good. And Bruner finds his 10th point in the paint there, and whistle stops the action. And try to get the basketball inbounds, and a foul called. Sean DeShane.
Jackson Whelan at the line.
So Whelan will go to the free throw line. We're five fouls, so every time the whistle blows, it'll be two shots. So two shots for Jackson Whelan again. He is 9 for 10 from the free throw line. Shot is up and good. 10 for 11. I'm about out of space. Head coach Jesse having a conversation with that official as the official keeps calling the defense on DeShane. And the backcourt on the drive. It's Jesse with the basketball out front. Keeps it alive. Goes back right-hand side to McLean. McLean looks down low. Feeds the ball up front to Bruner. Bruner left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane head fakes. Those back out to McLean. McLean out front. Right front court with the basketball. Gives the ball up to Jesse. Jesse looks down low. Looks like a zone defense now by the Panthers. Back right-hand side to DeShane. Drives the baseline. Kicks the ball left-hand side to McLean. Comes right back from the other side to the free throw line. Drops the ball down low to Rosetta. Rosetta goes hard to the glass and gets it up and down. Check that. That was Bruner. Good move by Bruner. So DeLynn whistled for the infraction. That'll be his second of the basketball game at the free throw line. As Peyton Bruner's shot is up and good. So Bruner has 13 points in the basketball game. On the fly. Oh, player control foul called on Whelan again. That's at least his fourth of the basketball game, and they've all been player control. He just flat runs into people. And he's frustrated, and I think going to get a breather. No, he's not giving. Let's see. Number one coming in, that's Libdahl. And going out is Adi, I believe. DeShane gets the inbounds play into the backcourt to McLean quickly. 3:42 on the clock. It's 58-46. Ball right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane puts the ball on the floor. Comes left-hand side to McLean for three from the wing. Left-hand side, and it's good. And McLean finds his second three of the night. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. Ball comes inbounds to Whelan. Back to Libdahl. Right-hand side quickly to Adi. Adi out front to Libdahl. Back right-hand side. This one to Schulberg. Schulberg with a basketball up front. Loops are all right-hand side to DeLynn. DeLynn tries to work inside, goes to the baseline. Muscles one up, and DeLynn jumped into Rosetta, and Rosetta's going to get the foul. Yep. So Rosetta picked up the infraction. And it's free throw line. DeLynn shot is up and off. No good. So DeLynn, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. 11 points in the basketball game so far tonight. One more shot coming. It's up and good. A 3 of 6 from the free throw line. 12 points. And McLean back on the attack for Grants Pass. Right-hand side to Jesse on the wing. Directing traffic. Looking for a post player. Popping up front is Rosetta with the basketball. Tries to drive all the way down. And a blocking foul called on DeLynn, I believe. Moved right over into Rosetta's path. That's the call. So DeLynn will pick up his third. No shots for the Cavemen yet. That's only the third team foul this period. Inbounds play comes to Bruner. Right-hand side quickly. Out front to DeShane. Left-hand side to McLean. McLean tries to attack along the baseline. Works hard. Bounce pass inside to Bruner. Bruner works hard. Muscles one up. Underhanded layup is good. And Bruner finds the range. And Bruner finding himself here is now 15 points in the basketball game. DeLynn in the backcourt of the basketball. 2:38 on the clock. Double team. Throws over the pressure. Up quickly to number 22, Adi. Right-hand side in the corner then to Schulberg. Schulberg out front. Gives a ball to Whelan. Whelan with the basketball. Head fakes and we're going to call a foul. DeShane. DeShane just waves at people and gets a foul. 59-51 showing on the scoreboard. And timeout has been called by the Panthers. A look at the scoreboard. 2:23 to play.
59-51 the total. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at DiamondHI.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Sticking through Caveman Basketball here on KHJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. We'll be on the air next Friday night live from Eugene, Oregon, Sheldon High School, when the Grants Pass Cavemen visit the Irish. Second to last game, then they come back home to finish against the Roseburg Indians at Heater Newman Gym. At the free throw line is number three, Jackson Weiland. Shot is up and off. No good. So he is 11 for 13 from the free throw line. One more shot coming. Yeah, he could use the practice. He's missed two. Shot is up, and this one's good. And the backcourt, McLean with the basketball, calling a play as he comes down the floor. 2:18 on the clock. Ball right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse on the wing. Cross-court left-hand side to McLean. Attacks along the baseline. Lays one up. That won't go. Rebound slapped out of Bruner's hands, but retrieved by McLean. Spins and fires for three, and it's good. So McLean finds another three. He's got 15 in the basketball game. Timeout taken by the Cavemen. Fighting back here, back to within six, 60-54, with 2 minutes to play. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
There's the whistle calling. The team's back to the floor with 1:59 showing on the clock. And the Cavemen battling back to within six here at South Medford's gymnasium. Play is resumed. It'll be Panthers basketball inbounds from the end line. Their end of the floor. Pardon me, far end of the floor. Dahlin fouled by McLean. On the inbounds play, so McLean will pick up his fourth. Already on the bench, Luke Morgan fouled out with 6:33 to play. Going to the free throw line, number 11, Todd Dahlin, who is 3 for 6 from the free throw line with 12 points in the contest this evening. And he'll have two shots here. Shot is up and good. One more. Shot is up. Rims it out. No good. So it's a 50% free throw shooter. Rebound quickly. Jesse gives the ball up to DeShane. DeShane across the timeline. Came in, come back on the attack. DeShane right hand side goes in the corner. Flips the ball right back out front to Jesse. Crosses the top of the key. Looks for McLean. Gets it to him on the wing. McLean penetrates. Goes up. Lays one up. That's good. And McLean picks up his 17th point of the basketball game. And they came in back. Long pass down the far side. And it's up and good by number one, Livdahl. Livdahl will pick up his seventh point in the basketball game. McLean back on the attack for Grants Pass again. Penetrates high off glass. Won't go. Rebound. Going to be Panther basketball inbounds off of Bruner. No, it's going to be Grants Pass basketball.
Put a box around the key this time. McLean lobs it way out front to Rosetta. Rosetta to Bruner at the free throw line. Bruner right-hand side to McLean. McLean elevates 15-footer on the way, and he nails that one. So McLean has caught fire here. He's got 19 in the basketball game. And whistle stops the action. Foul called.
Jake Jesse called on the foul. Jackson Whelan.
Foul called on Jesse. Jesse will pick up his third. Going to the free throw line is Mr. Whelan. Shot is good. He is 13 of 15 from the free throw line.
Jed Johnson back in for the Panthers.
So if the South holds on and win this, Whelan will have won it at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. 14 points from the free throw line, 14 of 16. And Whelan comes back on the drive for Grant's Pass. Goes to the wing, right-hand side. Grant's Pass needs to score with every possession now. Ball out front to Jesse. Jesse, top of the key. Back right-hand side to Deshane. Deshane drives, can't penetrate. Back out front to Jesse for three from the top of the key. Hits the back of the iron. Long rebound. Falls into the hands quickly of Livdahl. Loose basketball rolls into the backcourt, and McLean mugged again. Drops the ball down low to Livdahl, who puts it up and in. Back quickly on the fly is McLean. McLean out front. Top of the key. Backs top of the key. Fires another three. This one's just off. No good. Rebound comes off the hands of Bruner. Out of bounds. And the officials want to talk about this one. 31 and a half seconds left in the contest. It's 67-58. And head coach Jesse there helping them figure out where to bring the ball inbounds from. The officials clean the ball off right now. He's getting the perspiration off of it. Gives the ball to Deshane. And Deshane gets the ball inbounds to McLean. McLean up front spins. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Rosetta for three. Off, no good. Rebound chased down by Jesse into the four corner. Lobs it right back in. Taken down by Whelan. And a whistle stops the action with 20 seconds left. This will be a foul on Grant's Pass. Bruner, I believe. So Bruner will pick up his second. So at the free throw line, Livdahl hits his first free throw of the night. That's his eighth point in the contest. And one more shot coming. It's up and off. No good. Rebound to Jesse, to Rosetta, to Deshane for three. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by Livdahl again. Feeds the ball off to Dahlin, left-hand side. 8 seconds on the corner. They'll just run this one out here. 5-4-3-2-1. Final score, a 10-point win for the Panthers here, 68-58 over the Grants Pass Cavemen here at the South Gymnasium. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks in just 2 minutes.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling
Grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us here. Time to recap the stats, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman with Energy Conservation Specialist. Coach Jesse may be headed out right now. I don't see him on the way here. If he gets in, we'll put him right on. Let's take a look at what we have here for you. First of all, for the Grants Pass Caveman. Well, the end of the first period, the Cavemen led by 2, 13-11. At the half, it was 25-21. Grants Pass trailed by 4. At the end of 3, it was 47-33. Grants Pass on the short end of that score. Grants Pass actually outscored the Panthers in the fourth period, 25-21, to make the final score 68-58. Actually got within 6, within 2 minutes to play, but just couldn't overcome 22 points scored at the free throw line by the Panthers. Cavemen were rebounds about even. We had them 18 for 18. Grants Pass 25 of 45 from the field, 55%. 24 of for 48. 20, pardon me. Yeah, 26 of 48, 41% from the floor for the Panthers. Turnovers, Grants Pass 11 turnovers again for the Panthers. Once again, the game won at the free throw line. We'll run down the individual numbers right after this from the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Individual numbers, first of all. Let's see. For the Panthers, Cash Livdahl had 3 field goals, 7 points there, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 8 points in the basketball game. Ty Dahlin had 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer, was 4 of 8 from the free throw line, 15 points and 3 fouls. Cole Adi had 2 field goals, both 3s, had 2 fouls in the basketball game. Ted Johnson, 2 field goals, 1 was a 3, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. He had 8 points and 2 fouls. And Jackson Whelan had 8 field goals, 1 3-pointer, was, 14 of 16 from the free throw line with 4 fouls. So that's where the margin of victory came from. For the Grants Pass Caveman, John Broerman picked up a single foul. We saw James Bushmeyer on the floor for momentarily. Grady McKittrick also on the floor picked up a single foul. Zach DeShane picked up 3 fouls. Jaden Jesse, 1 2-point field goal, 3 fouls. Luke Morgan, 3 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, fouled out with 6:33 left to play in the contest. Peyton Bruner had 7 field goals and was hit his free throw. 15 points for Peyton Bruner and 2 fouls. And Gavin McLean had 2, 4, 6, 8 field goals, 1, 2, 3 three-pointers. Didn't get to the free throw line, counting for 19 points tonight. Let me check. Is that his? No, that's that ties his high game of the season at earlier in December against Springfield. He also had 4 fouls tonight. So that's the way the individual scoring went. Tonight's scoring summary brought to you by the Indoor Airman. We're a team of dedicated pros are determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We keep telling you that time after time, there are lots of different things that go into the basketball game in terms of determining that the most valuable player, and scoring is part of it, but not all of it. Tonight, we've got three Grants Pass players, significant in double figures, and quite frankly, I kept going back and forth between all three, Rosetta, Bruner, and McLean. We'll tell you our final decision when you come back right after this word from our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, let me explain what we looked at here. First of all, the freshman Jordan Rosetta picked up 6 field goals in the basketball game and 2 free throws. So he had 14 points. 12 of them came in the second half with, let's see, 10 of them in the third period. So he was certainly in the running. Peyton Bruner was all over the floor tonight and in heavy contact a lot. Picked up about 4 points in the first half. Really came on in the, quite frankly, in the fourth period and got the, it was his play that got the Cavemen to within about 6 when he hit 5 field goals in that fourth period and 1 free throw. So that's 13 points right there that came right to the edge. All night long, Gavin McLean has been battling. Once again, 2, 4, 6, 8 field goals, 3 three-pointers, finished with 19 points, the leading scorer tonight. But I'm going to say our Peyton Bruner is our player of the game with certainly a pat on the back to Gavin McLean. Heads up to both those young men tonight. And that's where we stand right now. Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute Cape Man timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Well, that loss leaves Grants Pass at 5-5 in conference play and 11-11 in overall. And looking ahead to Friday night, we'll be on the road at South Eugene taking on the Irish, and then back home next Tuesday to finish out the regular season at Heater Newman Gym hosting the Roseburg Indians. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our game for tonight. For Ryan Deonte, Staffing Radio Control, executive producer is Carl Wilson. Additional statistics from E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the South Medford Panthers 68, the Grants Pass Cavemen 58. Good night, everyone.
Hey,
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.